your vision for real with Alicia Michelle. Today's episode of the Eurovision for Real podcast was previously recorded for video, so you can watch at youtube.com/AliciaMichelle or sit back and listen to the show.
Oh my goodness, Serbia! Serbia! Hello, folks. It's Alicia Michelle. Welcome to my channel. If you've never been here before, this is your opportunity to like this video and to subscribe. Now, last year, Serbia had the most songs. They had the most songs on my Eurovision ESC Faves pre-selection list. So these were all the songs that were coming from the national selections last year prior to us having, you know, like our official lineup for Eurovision 2023. So this year, I've got high hopes, but I would say not necessarily high hopes saying like I need to see a winner in the bunch, even though everybody knows I want to see Serbia win Eurovision soon. This year would be great. This would be a wonderful year for that to happen. But I will say I am more hopeful at this point. I'm more hopeful just because of the fact that I'm like, I got so many dope songs on my playlist last year. And I am wondering if Serbia is going to be able to do that magic again this year. And I am hopeful. I am hopeful. I did a reaction to the past works of some of the folks. Well, not some of the folks, but all the folks who were announced. And I mean, we've got some returnees here. We've got some heavy hitters in the mix. So I think having like high expectations in a sense is not crazy for me to do. I am here live. We're doing this live. And I just want to say, because anytime you're sort of reacting live on YouTube to some longer snippets of songs, this video might be taken off of YouTube. But guess what? I am streaming this also on Twitter, like I do with everything. So if you're ever like, where is this reaction? And you're not seeing it on YouTube, and you're like, I could have sworn that she reacted to it. The first place to go is Twitter. Probably my Twitter profile is wide open. My handle is right here. So you can hop in there. And also Instagram. I am live on Instagram right now. So hello, Instagram people. I'm live. Oh yeah, some people are watching on Instagram. So it's great to see that. So without further ado, I'm going to hop into some of these comments before we get into this reaction. Some people are here. Hey. Everyone is hyped for this. I've been waiting. Okay, some people are already shouting out their favorites. Okay. And then, okay, Laura says, I can say that there were many potentials in Serbia's national final. Okay, Serbia. All right. Okay, y'all. Oh my goodness, and we got someone watching from China. Hello, Lisa. I don't know. But the effort is there, right? The effort is there. Okay. We got to just do this. I've got longer snippets here. So again, if this fades away from YouTube, you know where to go. And the people who are watching, you tell the people, because I'm doing this right now, okay? It's happening. And, you know, sometimes I don't know when they take the videos down. You know, I find out later when people are like, where is this one? And I'm like, oh, it's totally there. And then it's not. All right. Okay. As always, I have my notebook, even though I don't think this is the best pen for me. But I've got my notebook. I have my notebook ready to write things down. I think last year when I did this, I literally wrote down like 16 songs. I wrote down like 16 songs that I was like, yep, okay, I'm in. Okay, let's go. Okay. Ooh. Oh. Okay, we're starting off strong. I'm feeling this. Giving me something ethnic but dancey. Yeah, this is already hitting for me. Okay. Oh yeah, just off this, I'm already into it. So this is a duet, Bojana and, okay, hold on real quick. Ooh. Let me just make sure I got the name right. Bojana and David. That's already a bop. I'm feeling it. It's ethnic. It's fun. And you know, PZE, and I will just say again, shout out to whoever's doing the graphic design over there at the Broadcaster. You did it again this year, actually giving people quality, you know, introductions to the world. Because some of these people, you know, some folks might not even know. So I'm appreciating the graphics, the design. So shout out to y'all for the effort there. And also, this is sounding like this, it sounded clean. So I just want to say this. Yeah, is this the same? Oh, it, so people are saying, okay. And they said it's a different designer from last year, but I'm saying still good, still good. So I'm still feeling the nice graphics. So I'm writing that one down. It's already a bop. It's so, let's go. Hey, hey. Yeah, I'm feeling this. Hey, hey. Yeah, this is cute. Okay. Ooh. Okay, hold on. I'm writing it down already. Okay. Because this is giving epic, ethnic. So I'm already really feeling this one. Yeah, we let it ride. Okay. Yeah. Not a winner here, but I'm feeling this, and I feel like it's lending itself to something. Like, to me, this is lending itself to something visual. Like, we're building to something. So I'm feeling this. I don't love it. But I'm feeling like this. I'm feeling this is live. I think we should be kind of checking for what it could be. Okay. Yeah. It's good. We need to see it live. We need to see this one live. Yeah, because it's a no, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to win. Not to say. Okay, hi. Ooh, okay. Oh, I like this groove. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling this. I want to see this live. Okay. Oh, I think I'm kind of feeling this. Hey. Okay, do we have a sax in the song? There's a sax, or is it a trump? I don't know. Is it a trumpet? Is it a sax? I'm appreciating this groove. I think it's a no for Eurovision, like if I'm talking Eurovision, but I'm appreciating this groove. Yeah, I'm appreciating this groove. Okay, someone said a trumpet. So we got a trumpet. Hey. Ooh. Okay, hold on. I'm already in. So I got three things written down. So Doosan. Okay. Yeah, Doosan, I'm writing it down. It's giving me the groove I needed. I don't know. Y'all gonna have to work me with Hey. I like it. I don't know, I just like it. Okay. This is a no for Eurovision. I mean, honestly, this is like, because you know, sometimes, you know, in these reactions, you'll hear stuff where it's like, oh, you know, the, how do I put it? You know, I think this is no for Eurovision, but I appreciate this. This is good, and nothing is sounding like bootleg. It's not sounding like demo-ish yet. And sometimes in the national selections, we get things that sound a little demo-ish, and yeah. Yeah, but, okay, Filari's back. Okay. Okay, so now I'm gonna just say this to Filari. You know, last year I appreciated how Filari was coming. And like, I actually kind of, now I remember the song. But I remember like the staging was sort of there. I see we're getting a visual here. We're trying to do something different. I'm curious to see what we get live, because I think Filari really, you know, sort of brought something to the stage last year. Although, you know, I was saying that he needed to go back to the, you know, the dance studio lab just a little bit to get the, you know, it was like we were hitting the moves a little bit marking-ish. But I think that this song feels more ambitious than what we were doing last year. Yeah, I'm checking for it. Okay. And we were okay with our vocal last year. The vocal wasn't really, yeah. Boston, meh. Wasn't that the song last year? I'll be curious to see how this does live, but I appreciate, it seems like he's trying to push himself in his artistry, and I appreciate that. We need to do that. Okay, hold on. So I Am Stevan says Filari is singing about his gender dysmorphia or femininity. Okay, song with a message. Nauz says the problem with Filari is that the tempo of the songs he has often doesn't suit the choreography, vice versa. Maybe that was what I was, because last year it was like, it was a little bit marking-ish and not got, you know, like Philip. Okay. Okay. Having a moment. Let's have. I will say, I do agree with this. It is kind of given a little bit that Muscuri. Yeah, I was listening to that last night. Yeah. Okay. Okay. We're writing it down. Okay. We got Philip. Not that I thought I wouldn't like it. I had high hopes, but I didn't want to, like, you know, get my hopes up too high. But no, I'm feeling this, because even just that, oh, let's go back. Let's experience this. Let's, because it was like, yeah. Hey. Oh, I'm feeling this. And the thing with Philip is, you know, we're going to get a visual. We know the visual is going to match. You know, we're going to get something that's like thoughtful. I mean, because honestly, last year I was feeling the jacket and the choreo and the, and I think it was just like the friends in the background. I was feeling that. So this, to me, I'm feeling, yeah. Hey. Yeah. Oh, is this you? Or is this like a spam account? You know, the people be creating accounts. Okay, but wait, let me just put a pin in it. This is a yes. So let me just, this is a yes. Sonically, it's giving bop. It's giving something people could probably latch on to. Again, the delivery will likely be what it needs to be, you know what I mean, on the Eurovision stage, like, because we'll have a visual and everything. Yeah. So I'm feeling hope in this, and I'll be looking forward to this, and this will definitely be on the playlist. You know what I mean? Like, I can already hear it. You know. Let's go. Yeah. Hey. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, this is cute. This is cute because it's full package. Full package. Okay. So, Christina. Oh, this is pretty. Oh, this is pretty. This is pretty. I will say, I don't know if I necessarily want like the ballad from Serbia, But I think if we look historically, when Serbia sort of serves that, they do well. And right now, I mean, there is space for something that could be quiet. You know what I mean? There's space for something that could be like quiet. I'm intrigued. Yeah, this is pretty. Okay. This is cool. I don't think I need it at Eurovision this year, but I think it's good to have it in the national selection, you know, for the diversity. So, good. And y'all know I like a rock moment. I don't want this rock moment, but it's good. Like, I've been waiting for something. Well, I shouldn't say waiting, but I've been, you know, on high alert for something that maybe sounds like a little bit demo-ish, and everything is really sounding like, yeah, okay. Yes, putting it on the list. Okay, Iva, it's on the list. Lorenz, yeah, we're doing it. Dom, this groove, I'm liking the visual that I see here. Hey. Okay. Echo says there's a dance break moment. Okay. Well, I'm feeling that one. Okay, Ivana. Oh. Okay, Ivana. Yeah, I'm feeling it. This is good car music. Yeah, I'm feeling that. Oh, there's something interesting here. Wait, this was the girl. We like one of her songs, right? That she came out with before. This is the girl. I might like the other one more, but I don't know. It's early. Ooh, it's giving a little bit. I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, babe, but you keep running. Ooh, say what you. Yeah, this is cute. This is cute. We might need to have this on the Eurovision stage. This will stand out. People are looking for something a little bit, you know, a little bit urban. And I don't know who's going to give it to us. This could give us a little bit of that, but that, like, you know, R&B pop. Yeah, because it's giving a little buttons, babe. You know, but I'm feeling this. Okay. Babylon. This is okay. This is okay. We don't need to send this. Hold on, real quick. We don't need to send this to Eurovision, but it's a nice groove here. It's a nice groove, but not for Eurovision. We don't need to give it that much sign. Okay, let's get into. Okay, we got kind of like a. Is this a group vibe? Let's see. Oh. Don't this sound like something that like Estee Lau would have? And like kind of, you know, like Estee Lau, even like Norway, like it wouldn't make it through like a heat or anything like that. Like it's good, but yeah. I'm feeling this. I don't think I'll put it on my playlist. We're not gonna send it to Eurovision, but there's definitely like a decent groove to like what's being given there. Okay, we got constructive. So let me see what we doing this year. Okay, we getting a little bit more upbeat this year. Okay. Now, here's the thing. I remember when I did my reaction to Constructus, was it PCE then? But when I did my reaction to that national selection, obviously I was like Sarah Joe and Georgia. But I remember when I first heard the snippet, I was like, ooh, ooh. And I think I said, I was like, oh, something could be there. This one, I'm kind of like, okay, where are we going? I'm feeling, it's giving me a little bit like, ding, 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 ding. Well, you know, I'm not saying that in a negative way. Like, yeah. Instead of like, you know what I mean? I feel, does that make sense? Instead of me being like, boom, 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 groove, I feel like I'm actually like, boom, 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 boom. Which is not bad. I feel like that's a little bit mixing it up from what we had before. And I think everyone, you know, I think it's good that we're not getting something that's just like, you know, Bitti Strava, you know, like 2.0. So I'm appreciating this. Let me see. Yeah. Okay, I want to go on this journey. Hey. I like it. Yeah, I'm kind of feeling it. Hold on. Let me just, you know. Yeah. Okay, I'm kind of feeling it. I want to see this live. Okay. Okay, Lena. Lena. Ooh. Y'all. Ooh. One, I just got chills. Also, it's going on the playlist. we got like a little bit of like an Afrobeat vibe in the background. I appreciate it. And we know Serbia typically, you know, the women can sing. You know, there's a nice, like, I'd say vocal tradition in Serbia. So I'm feeling this. Yeah. Hey, like, I don't know if we sit. Wow. I'm just appreciating this groove. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Okay, Marco. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, I'm curious about this. Okay. Ooh. What is this? Marco, where did you come from? Marco with D and O. I'm feeling that. Hey. Hey. Ooh. Oh, I like that. Hold on, can we just say that's an option? This one? This an option. This an option. I want to see it live, obviously, but hey. Okay, I was feeling that. Okay. Oh. Okay. Okay, it's giving me a little bit like, you know, island sounds. I'm appreciating the groove. It's a no for Eurovision. It's a no for Eurovision, but I'm appreciating the groove. Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, no, I would not send him to Eurovision. I wouldn't do this. This is enough. But I think we got stronger dudes in the mix this year already. So it would be, I would say no on this one. Yeah, I would say no on that one. Just fine for the national selection, but we can't send it to Eurovision. Okay. Okay. Okay, Mira. No. This is cute. This is cute. I don't think we need it for Eurovision. I'm also not the demographic, so that's the disclaimer for this. It's given a little bit more youthful than I think, you know, what I typically go for sonically. But cute, but no. Not for Eurovision. Not for Eurovision. Oh, this Nadia. Nadia was giving us our like little like Olivia Rodrigo moment. I see they're trying to, you know, dress it up now, you know, age it up a little bit. Yeah. I'm so obsessed, baby. I'm maybe not the demographic for this. I don't know. It's not really a no, but it's like, it's definitely like, I wouldn't send it to Eurovision. I don't know. No. I think this is just one of those moments where it's just, I'm too old. It's like, okay, girl. You know what I mean? Like me being like an old lady, like, okay, girl, like I see you, you know? So, but okay. Okay, this is giving traditional, like we've heard this before. We kind of, not for Eurovision. This is fine. Yeah, this is a little too dated for me. And you know, it's interesting because we had the other folk number by Dusan, but there was something, I don't know. It's giving 90s a little bit, I think, in the production. And maybe that's where we're at. It's the 90s of it all. Okay. Okay. Ooh. Okay, so this is gonna be strange on stage, right? Well, and when I say strange, you know, they're going for out of the box. They're going for, you know, kind of, you know, like sonically, you know. Well, something could be said, like, you know, it might qualify. I don't know, but this might be a little too deep. I don't know. Yeah. No. I mean, we'll see it live. It'll do something, right? For somebody. Okay. Ooh. Ooh. Okay, you're giving me somewhere to go? Okay. Yeah, we're going somewhere. Oh, this is pretty. Here's the thing, though. We need to be real thoughtful about how we stage this. There's something very pretty about this. There's something a little bit fragile about it. Like, you know, yeah, this is interesting. Hold on, let's see. I'm okay with this one, but we will have to stage it immaculately and be really, really thoughtful about how we want to tell the story. The song both needs to bloom before our eyes, you know, sonically and before our eyes. We need to have it go somewhere. This can't be stationary. I think there's some ingredients there. I think that there are some ingredients there. I will be honest, I'm not putting it on my playlist. I don't think I want to live in this world currently, but maybe I won't have to worry about putting it on my pre-selects playlist because it'll just be, you know what I'm saying, on the official show. So I don't know. There's something pretty about it. Okay, Yannix. Okay, so we got something, there's something dancey happening in there. Okay. I'm feeling it. Ooh, ethereal. I feel wrapped in a warm blanket of, ooh, of vocals. Yeah. Ooh, that was, let me just put this, wrap this in a blanket. Yeah, I'm gonna put this one on my playlist. Georgia. Stage it correctly. You got heavy hitters up in the mix. Okay. And then Zayna, which I follow her on Twitter. And so every so often when she's like active, I just feel like my whole timeline is just her like retweeting everybody. So I just get like whoop, whoop, everything. Okay, let's see, let's see. Oh yeah, this is better than last year. Okay, girl. Zayna. Yeah. So Zoria and Zayna closing out the mix with Nabolya. It's going on the playlist. Okay. Serby, you didn't let me down. I have officially, so my honorable mention is Taya. I just don't know if I want to put it on the playlist. I'll get into it as a whole and then see whether I'm like, do I really want to have like this moment, you know, in the mix of my playlist. But look, I got Boyana and David. No. Fill in it. Bressica. Filling it. Dusan. Filling it. Philip Balosh. Filling it. Na Lawrence. The Dom song. Filling it. Nana with Yaka. Filling it. Cat Doss, I want to get into that. That one I might have an asterisk in. Because here's the thing, girl. You're going to be on the playlist. But the thing is, it's not a lock. I might take you off if it starts to annoy me. That's what happened last year with Noche Entera. It started getting on my nerves, so I took it off the playlist. So it did it. By the time we got to the shows, it was off the playlist for me. So Cat, I'm going to put you on there. Lena? Oh, yeah. Lena's song. That was pretty to me. And then Marco. I liked that. Marco is a contender. We need to see what that's going to be like live. That could be something. And then Zoria. Yeah. And then Zayna. Nabola. Was that what it was? Let me see. Zayna. Yeah. I was feeling that. I was feeling fiddling that. Okay, breastquitzva. Is that what you're saying? Breastquitzva? I don't know. Those, y'all. Let me just say, so off first listen of these things, and of course, we're only doing snippets because we don't want to get in trouble. I would say off of this, it's weird because I think I asked Twitter, well, not I think, I asked Twitter this morning if folks felt like they heard a winner. And people, I think most people were like, no, but definitely like top five in the mix. But I don't know because I think this year is going to be kind of like a weakish year. And I felt like there were some songs in there where I felt like real quality, like where it was like, ooh, it's not just like hitting something where I'm like, oh, I know this person will be able to deliver like vocally and like really do something. Oh, and Constructive song, I think I didn't type it, but I'm like, I need to do that in whole because it's like the beep de bop beep. Well, it wasn't like beep de bop, but you know what I mean? Like when it's like kind of like that, like video game music, but not like now video game music, like 80s, early 90s video game music, which that I think I have a little bit more capacity than to like the theme park music, you know? Hum double evil. You know? But yeah, I'm excited to get into this. Serbia, you didn't let me down. I got tracks, so let's do the count. Let's do the count. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 songs that are instantly in the playlist. 12 songs. 12 songs in the playlist. Now, let me hop into some of the comments. So, Victor says, I think last year was stronger for Serbia. Well, here's the thing. I had 16 songs in my playlist last year. So this one, I think what we're just working with 12. We're just working with 12, but there's that. James says, I can't help but be drawn to Zoria because it stands out sonically. No, there was something about that that was arresting. That's what you kind of want. You want something, especially like with the thing like Eurovision where people are kind of having parties at their house and they're sort of like, do, do, do. You want people to be like, wait, what's happening on the TV right now? So I feel like she's doing that. Lena is truly a vibe. Yeah, I was feeling that Lena song. Don't count that one out. That could be that. Lisa says Zoria best ballad this decade. Okay. Da 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 or do 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 do. Last year was better, but we have almost no nos. Exactly. Like everything was kinda this. Okay, so Amra says watch Zoria be the voila of 2024, but we got to get the girl to Eurovision. I mean, we don't know. We don't know. Jace Book says Serbia's selection and Portugal's are the best selections of this year from a quality standpoint. I might agree. I haven't gotten to go deep into FDC because some of the songs are blocked in the US. So when I'm listening on Apple Music, I can't get into all of them. And then Hat Guy says I think this year has the highest high Serbia ever had in a national. I mean, from my reaction, maybe. From my reaction, maybe. So, oh, and so Shawnzers says, Constructa being slept on is what she needs because that was the magic of her story last time around. I agree with you. I agree with you. Oh, and then I'm Stefan. Everything had a place in this lineup. Yeah, like I feel like there's no like, how did you get here? You know what I mean? It's all like, okay. I think we're doing this. Maya says, I think Ukraine is on par with Serbia and Portugal, quality-wise. I'll tell you though, Ukraine though, y'all only got two songs on my playlist though. Y'all only got two songs. And technically, you know, I only have two songs from Finland's selection as well. But yeah, I only got two songs, Skylar and Aliona, Aliona and Jerry. Those are the only two songs from Ukraine that are on my pre-selections faves list. I did have a couple more before, but then as I started listening, I started like skipping things. And I had and took it off. Yeah, I mean, ooh. Oh, wait, and then Victor says a big factor will be that PZE, PESMA, ZA, Eurovizio, changed voting so it's the same system as Eurovision. Big artists like Teya and Bresa, I don't know. Bresquissa, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. They'll get a ton of votes now from the public. But you know what? That's one thing about Serbia. I don't think that it's just like if you're a heavy hitter, like that you're instantly going to do it. I think like Serbia really thinks like, what are we trying to, I think one, there's a little level of like, what are we trying to send to Eurovision? And like, what are we trying to say at Eurovision? I definitely think in recent history, it's been more that than as opposed to just going for like the big names. I don't really feel like that's been the vibe. And so I think Philip definitely is coming in with some nice momentum. Zayna is coming in, you know, boom, 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 you know, from last year. She's coming in, I think, with some nice momentum. So I think even for some of the heavy hitters in the mix, it's still going to come down to the song. It's still going to come down to the song. I really am curious to see some of these live, because there was definitely some moments that I was like, ooh, like, ooh. And I mean, so Zoria, ooh. Even DNO, ooh, Philip, ooh, because I feel like, too, we have to think, where is the voting public at Eurovision, you know? So if we're looking last year at our top 10, even both from the jury and the televote, the bulk of the songs there were pop songs. Y'all know that, right? The bulk of the songs for both lists, there were some interchangeable things. But if you looked at the genres from the jury's top 10 and the televoters' top 10, we were working with mostly pop songs. So I think as much as we in the Eurovision bubble kind of like the out of the box, like cool stuff, you know, there's still sort of this appetite on the Eurovision stage for something that feels melodic, for something that feels like, oh, I can grab onto this. It doesn't have to be a bop. You know, pop isn't always, you know, slow and dramatic. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a bop. You can have like a pop ballad. So I just think, you know, we think about this, but Serbia, y'all got options. Y'all got options. Well, that was my reaction. What do you think? Drop down. Talk to me in the comments below. Do you agree with my reaction? Talk to me in the comments below. I got some songs to dig into, and I'm going to be doing that very, very soon. If you haven't already, please like this video and please do subscribe. I have so much content coming for you. So much content coming for you. I'm excited for Eurovision 2024, and I hope you are too. Yeah. Oh. Serbia, you did it. You did it. I'm happy. Bye. Thank you for watching.